Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter, zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is, that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that White Bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronics store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the Sirius...
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here, and will not be history, Harry. History will not
be made.
Well,
he could eagle 18.
Well, he could eagle it, yeah. But he just missed the putt. We're talking about the Northern Trust, of course, the FedEx playoffs. Absolutely, positively, watching the DJ 59 watch, which is still on. And by the way, people are right ripping us on Twitter and on the Twitch stream, Harry. Because there's a guy already who has a 69.
59.
And Scotty, he's in the
Scheffler.
Club.
Yeah.
Scotty Scheffler.
Right.
You can't disregard that guy's 59.
I'll talk about that later. Now we have a guy that could have shot 58.
I agree.
Okay.
But I don't want to, I want to give, because Scotty Scheffler, what's the chance he's going to shoot 59 again in the near future?
Probably
pretty
not.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah, it is.
Tiger Woods is 2 under par. The cut line is -3. He's on the green now.
But just because we got somebody chirping on the Twitch stream about it doesn't make me need to say it. That's all I'm saying.
You're damn right.
DJ is somebody everybody knows, and he had the chance to shoot 58 or better.
Exactly.
So that, to me, trumped 59.
Don't mention Trump on the show, Harry. That's politics. We can't. So Dustin Johnson now has 17 and 18 to go. Is he going to do it, Harry? That's the question now. Can we get a live bet on this?
Yeah, let's do it, Couch.
Let's
guy.
Get live odds on this, man. We're in the DraftKings studio.
Yeah.
I want to know what the live action is. It's all about live action. You know why?
Will he hit the? Will he hit the fairway or won't he hit the fairway bet?
The only bets they're offering right now are specifically for just the outright winner, and he's obviously the favorite. He's at plus 120. It's not great value.
Are you checking the live stuff?
Yeah. This is – oh, hold on. Let me
yeah, because it would be in-game kind
You're
of
right,
thing.
Yeah.
All right, now here he already hit. He's looking like it's going
it's got to
right.
Go left,
it's going right. He's leaning left.
Did he go into the trap? No,
he started
in the
trap, but now
he went down into the mess.
He'd rather be in the trap.
Yes, I agree. Especially I would rather be in the trap because my trap game is strong, Harry. You've never seen sand play like the one you saw a couple of weeks ago, Harry.
The Sandman.
I am the Sandman.
Yes.
Not Tommy Dreamer and not all the other guys. Remember the Sandman? Who was the Sandman, Harry?
I don't know. Oh, the Sandman? A wrestler?
Yeah, there was a wrestler called the Sandman.
I don't remember him.
That was ECW
days. I never paid attention to ECW.
Are you serious, Harry?
Yeah, he had a bamboo cane, didn't he? And he was the guy that go up on the ladder and chug a beer.
I'm trying to remember vividly.
Was that Sandman?
I never paid attention.
You know who'll know who the Sandman is? John McMullen.
John McMullen.
He's going to join us hour. John McMullen will roll the Sandman right off his tongue, Harry.
There's no fairway bet, but there's whole winner, whole score. But it's only JT and Woods and Fratelli.
Is that right?
That they're offering right now.
EC Dub.
That's it.
Now, this was the birdie putt on 11. Oh, no, that's the one he made, obviously.
Yeah, 10 and 11, he birdied.
Yeah, but that last hole, Harry,
that was
16.
That was not a solid stroke.
No, it wasn't. It leaked. He started at 2-center cut, and it leaked right, and it just lipped out. It wasn't lipping out. It was too fast, and it went off the lip and then right behind it, and he tapped it in. So that was a golden opportunity right there, Harry, for a bird, and he didn't take it. The Sandman lives in the Havertown area. Is that true? That's good local knowledge. I need Sandman knowledge. By the way, we have breaking news.
Is Sabu around here, too, or Taz?
Oh, you know who is around here? The Blue Meanie.
Yeah, he lives
Yeah,
right,
he's
he
a big fan right of the here. Show, yeah, the yeah. Blue Meanie. It's good. Wrestlers listen to the show, Harry. They're all down in the Tampa area with the strippers. They all listen, and all the wrestlers listen, Harry.
Absolutely.
What else are you going to listen to? Come on, man.
So, Tony, I have a challenge, and it's based upon somebody from the Twitch stream, Arizona AC, who is trying to get me finally, after all these years, up to over 5,000 plus followers on Twitter.
And so Robin's out right now, ladies and gentlemen. We did this for Silk Bra for his wife about a month ago. We got her over her limit, and then she unfollowed me.
Yeah, she unfollowed me too.
That dirty, rotten, you know what. You see if I vote for you, Silk Bra, when I go down there to Huntington Beach, pal.
Can you vote?
I can vote absentee.
Oh, okay.
I used to live out there, so I'm going to get ballots from every state that I lived in, Harry, and make sure I mail them. I already have my ballot for Pennsylvania.
You do?
And I don't even want to vote by mail. I'm not voting by. I'm going to burn my mail-in ballot. I didn't request it. I don't want my mail-in ballot.
No,
why would I be voting in August?
I'm going to the polling place.
Damn right.
I want to know it counts.
Yeah.
But I have an incentive for folks.
Yeah, let's get it back to Robin here. This is like a bonus, like a $10 free bonus pick.
This is an incentive. If I make it to 5,000 and above, I will post as my profile pick one of my
provocative pick. Now, this is tastefully done. This is not
full frontal.
This is a
pinup photo.
It's a pinup photo. Normally, you would have to pay upwards of $10, $15, $20, $30 if it's autographed in an 8x10 glossy. The matte finish is a little more expensive, Harry, because that process is better than the Sixers process, unfortunately, for the last couple of years. But anyway, that's what's going on right now, Harry. So Wikipedia says Sandman calls Broomall home.
Broomall, okay.
Broomall out there in Delco.
All right.
So here's the deal. Robin is 160.
161, I thought,
162,
right?
I believe. Did you pick up a follower? 162 away from the magical 5,000 mark.
Now, I'm going to show this to you, Tony. I'll show it to Harry ahead of time so that you
I've
can see what
picture.
The incentive is.
Okay, I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen. Well, not everybody.
No. Not everybody.
Only if you have Robin's exclusive premium.
Harry, see, this means that you've shown it to him.
Is this the exclusive OnlyFans account?
Fans only.
Normally, you would have to pay a premium to see this photograph of Miss Robin. But today, if you get her to 5,000 followers, it's only 162, Harry. If we can get Silk Bra's wife, that in great.
We're at 159 now.
That's so I want everybody to go at Miss Robin on Twitter, Harry.
At Miss Robin Austin.
Austin.
Yeah, at Miss Robin Austin.
At Miss Robin Austin. By the way, we have breaking news from the entertainment community, Harry. I know that the great Pat Kinnean knows this one. Frankie Benali. You know who Frankie Benali is, Harry? One of the best drummers out of the 80s?
Yes.
He passed away today.
Well, who did he drum for? Aleta Ford? I don't know this guy.
You know who he is, Harry.
No.
Quiet Riot.
Back in the day.
Okay. Frank Benali had
I never knew the name of the drummer.
He passed away from his battle with pancreatic cancer.
Oh,
he was 68 years old. Longest active member of Quiet Riot, off and on, since 1982. He also played with Wasp on their Headless Children and Crimson Idol albums.
Wow.
He also was for Dokken, Billy Idol, and Steppenwolf.
Exactly. Yes. So a guy's been around. He's a great drummer from the 80s, and there's a lot of great drummers, Harry. That's bad heavy metal. Now, you know who would be pissed off at you for not knowing that, Harry?
Jason Mertidis.
Jason Mertidis and every headbanger out there. Even
Russell Westbrook would be pissed off
that your Quiet Riot knowledge was bad.
Yeah.
Even Joe C. knows who Frank Benali is, Harry. Frankie Benali was.
So he did finally. I know he was sick
for
a while.
Yeah, he
did finally.
He passed away today at the age of 68.
Now, Dustin Johnson is in the native area here, Tony. That's what they're calling the native area.
I call that the poop area. Or take a leak area, because the grass is high and nobody will see you.
He's got 212 yards to get to the green, to the hole.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Team says, I have better shots of Robin, for God's sake. Well, he's a friend of the family and friend of the show. But anyway, so I want everybody to go out right now. Drop what you're doing. Forget about Dustin Johnson. Forget about a 59, Harry. It's up in the air.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's in trouble, Harry. No, he's in the fairway.
Okay.
They showed the.
So he had to lay up.
Yeah, he did, because he was in some crap over there.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's going to have to put this really close to have a chance for a birdie here on 17, Harry. He can do it. He's got to stick it, though, Harry. He's got to stick it. Tiger Woods at the 15. He's 3 under, which is a cut line.
He just made birdie
to go 3 under. So he's not slamming the trunk quite yet, and he's on the fairway now on that hole. So Tiger's still alive, hanging in there, Harry.
Where are we at with Robin's pursuit?
I don't know. I do not have that up. I can't focus on all these things, Harry. I'm a guy who, I have laser focus.
Now, we do have – did we get the Tiger Woods F-bomb? Because I'd gotten that sent to me, and we verified.
And was this the hole that he birdied, or was this earlier?
No, this was earlier, I believe.
Okay, because he just birdied a par three.
We're now down to 144 more.
144, all right.
Yep. We may have to stay on the air until Robin gets to 5,000
followers. What is this, a telethon?
It really is.
And while we're talking about the Robin telethon, the Denver Nuggets are getting shellacked down there
in
the bubble. They're losing to the Utah Jazz 56-34.
Wow.
22
Who are they, the
points.
Sixers?
Exactly.
What's up with the Denver Nuggets, man?
Come on.
Wow. What's up with the Denver Nuggets? Damn.
Mike Conley's back today. That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
For Utah.
Good point.
Wow.
So this was actually sent to you as a video, not as a...
Yes, it's a video.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
what
happens. People tape the game.
I thought it was a...
No, they have it on TV. They hear this thing live, and then they immediately roll the tape back. And
you rewind your TV. And
boom. How many times have we done that, Robin? You know, when we're looking for a good scene.
Well, because...
You know, like when there's that late night when we're watching Cinemax.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Right, you stop it right there, and you rewind it. And then you freeze it right there, as Mike Milbury would say in the bubble when he's talking about females being a distraction.
Hmm.
So, Robin...
15 minutes, up to Woods on the tee. And Tiger...
That's
the
13.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Mark! Technical expression when you put one left, into the trees.
Yeah.
Did he say,
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Different vowel sound.
Yeah.
Then he didn't say, Tiger Woods, you suck. Remember that one?
84 yards for DJ here.
Back in the day when there were fans on the golf course, they still caught Tiger Woods with a mic saying, Tiger Woods, you suck.
Oh
no, it bit.
That is not
it
that
bit
good.
And it's rolling away from the cup.
That.
He's going to have a long, long birdie putt here, Harry.
He missed his spot, Tony.
He needed
about another 6 or 7 feet.
Exactly right, Harry. Do we give him one of those?
So if he doesn't convert here, Scotty Scheffler with the round of the day.
If he doesn't convert here, he shoots 60.
And Scheffler steals the show.
Yes.
Morikawa now in 16. He's going to slam the trunk, too. No, he's mine. He's one under. He's okay. He's
no,
okay.
He's got to get the three under.
Oh, that's right. He's one under, and he's now – was that a birdie putt or a par putt?
That was a birdie putt.
Okay, he needed that birdie there. Yep. And what hole was that for Morikawa?
That was 16, I believe.
And now Daniel Berger, Harry, for birdie. He's minus eight, trying to go minus nine now on 17. Let's keep it live right here. And it's in the hole. Daniel Berger as couch guy going bat-you-know-what crazy, Harry.
Three birdies in a row for Berger.
It's a good job right there, man. Not Punk Burger and not Whataburger.
Or Smash Burger.
Or Smash Burger. Or what other burgers are there? Crystal Burgers.
In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
Now, that was a big West Coast thing, right? In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. Is that really that good?
Oh, it's
good.
Outstanding.
It's fresh, though. Yeah. I mean, you know what it is? Everything's fresh. They pulled the
potatoes. I only thought it was okay.
The fries. It's not like, oh, my God, but it's fresh. It's good. The people, they treat their employees well. They're happy to see you and all that other stuff.
Got to get out on the West Coast there.
I like that Smash Burger. That was pretty good.
I'd smash it, yeah.
Yeah.
Have Joel Embiid do a breakdown of the burgers.
They have Smash Burger.
I think that's his next endorsement. Yeah. Smash Burger.
No, I'm so happy.
In the NBA bubble with the Thotties, go in there and give him some Smash Burgers.
Right.
Meanwhile, John McMullen, we got a lot of NFL to talk about, Harry. And we have some troubling news from the National Football League, too. We got to get to that. So stick around. Friday, Tony, Harry, the whole gang. SiriusXM 211 and Twitch.tv and Sports Map Radio, too.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Back here, John McMillan's going to join us in a second. LeBron back in the news, Harry. Not about basketball. Anthony Davis is there to save his butt with the Lakers.
31 last night.
Yes, and 11 rebounds. Good thing I got Anthony Davis in there. Meanwhile, LeBron is too busy focusing on social justice, and now he's mad, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad. LeBron is fired back at a digital ad campaign for misconstruing one of his tweets about voter suppression, Harry. Tweeting today in the bubble, nobody should be able to use my name or anyone else's name to lie and deceive about the election. James was addressing a story in the Washington Post about a website called Protect My Vote that, according to the report, has been circulating ads on Facebook that paint mail-in voting as unreliable. Now, this is in the Washington Post, hardly a right-wing mouthpiece site. One of the Facebook posts featured a June tweet from James where he called polling closures in Kentucky a sign of systematic racism and oppression. A longtime advisor to James, Ryan Rothstein. Oh, no, that's a different longtime advisor. Maybe another big LeBron hunk who could be an advisor to him.
Joe Yunus?
Well, no. He's out on LeBron. He broke that news earlier this week on the show.
I don't know. I think, once again, LeBron has been distracted from the bubble.
Yeah, so
I think now you bet against the Lakers in Game 3, Harry.
DJ shot 60, so now we need to give Scottie Scheffler his roaring round of applause.
Is that a choke by DJ, Harry?
I mean, he should have made birdie on 18. The poor drive, he was forced him to lay up, and then a poor wedge shot.
How about 17, Harry? Should have made birdie there.
Yeah.
That was a bad putt. That's a putt I would have made, Harry.
Yeah.
Especially with no fans there. It's ridiculous, man.
He still has the lead in the tournament, though.
And by the way, LeBron, let me remind you, the NBA ratings are tanking. People are tired of the social justice stuff. You can say whatever you want, but you're going to face the repercussions. A great article in The Athletic about that, about how the NBA, with a new television contract coming up, is really playing dangerous poker here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get paid because everybody wants the NBA and wants to watch it. But this stuff is wearing thin on a lot of people. You could like it, you could dislike it, but a lot of people don't like it. Anyway, let's go to a man who likes everything. The great John McMullen, ladies and gentlemen. NFL guy, he's excited. He is all over training camp action. Watching guys throwing dimes, watching DeSean Jackson and Jalen Hurts kibitzing down at the practice facility
today. Are they the new best friends?
They are now the new item. John McMullen was there. He has photographic evidence. He's excited to bring it to us exclusively here. As he walks up, and he knew who the Sandman was. He even knew the Sandman was from Broomall, Pennsylvania, the great John McMullen.
Are we talking about the wrestling Sandman, John?
Yes, exactly right.
All right.
Not Mr. Sandman from the great song, Mr. Sandman,
bring me a drink or something.
Bring me a drink.
Yeah, I think, what was his name? Something Fullington, I think, was the Sandman's real name.
ECW, right?
ECW, yeah.
See, I told you John McMullen would know that, Harry.
Well, of course he'd know
that. How could you doubt this man's? He walks up to the Ric Flair.
I didn't doubt him. You just got upset at me because I didn't know who it was. I'm like, I don't know any ECW stuff.
Jeepers.
I was out on wrestling by then.
It's been gone for a while, ECW, so you can't really expect people to know that.
I know that. I always remember the great words of not AJ Styles, Joey Styles, who was the voice of ECW, when somebody would accidentally cut a guy's head and there'd be blood rolling down his face, and he'd say, oh, my God!
Accidentally cut his head?
There it is. Oh, you had that. Joe C. had Joey Styles. He was phenomenal. How great was Joey Styles? He helped make ECW the great event.
Oh, my God!
And how about some rinky-dink place in South Philly, Viking Hall? They turned that into...
That's the ECW arena to you,
exactly.
John. That's now the 2300 arena.
What? Yeah. Where the Eagles have their Super Bowl ring party. That's how big of a deal that is.
You're damn right it is, man. And they're going to be opening it up soon now that Jim Kenney is going to do that while New Jersey remains on lockdown. Mid-South Wrestling or ECW, John? Last thing I will ask you before we get it to the NFL.
Oh, to a true wrestling fan, it's Mid-South Wrestling.
Yeah,
the old
I agree.
Cowboy, Bill Watts.
I agree.
All right, now that we got the wrestling stuff
you
out
know
of
there. JR, you ask Jim Ross about it.
I know. JR and I go way back, man. We're both old, crotchety old guys.
Now, so, have you ever talked about Bill Watts to Jim Ross? Because he reveres him.
I know he does.
Yeah.
Whenever I talk to Jim Ross, I need to spend an hour talking to him. You can't talk to Jim Ross for 5 minutes and then shut it down. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Exactly. All right, let's get it to the
let's get the bad news out of the way first.
Yes,
this Ron Rivera thing.
Now, the point is I want to point out that what Ron Rivera is reporting now that he found a lump on his neck in early July, you know, self-examining because he had a lump, and I always check for lumps because I had pretty much the same thing that Ron Rivera had under my eyelid and didn't realize that it was cancerous. Mm. And I had that removed a couple of years ago. But he found a lump. He went to the doctor. It's called a squamous cell carcinoma, very treatable and curable, and he plans on to continue to coach. And right now he says he feels fine. And as someone who went through this, again, I'm not comparing myself to Ron Rivera. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a coach. But the carcinomas, as opposed to melanoma is the fastest spreading type of sun cancer from a growth on your body or a lump underneath your skin. This is a carcinoma. So the good news is it is treatable, and he plans on coaching, John. And that's the latest that I have and the insight that I could add into this particular type of cancer.
Yeah, and I think everybody's hopeful because Ron is so well-liked around the league as a whole. So, I mean, the only thing that you said everything pretty well there, Tony, with carcinoma, but when you hear lymph node, you get concerned. That would be the only thing I would be worried about. But he says he feels fine, and he's going to continue coaching, and obviously he should, and I think everyone's hopeful. But you do have to make those plans in case, and it looks like Jack Del Rio would take over. And obviously that tells you what the Redskins have done.
Oh, wait a minute, John. Redskins. Wait a minute now.
They're not the Redskins.
John?
Yeah, that's right. I'll put a dollar in the swear jar. I've been learning
right.
a lot this week. The Washington Football Team.
Correct.
Although I want to call them the Washington Football Club. But they've improved their coaching staff so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jack was obviously a successful head coach, so it's a heck of a lot better than it was. But obviously they need Ron Rivera.
And you mentioned the only coach on the Washington staff that has head coaching experience is Jack Del Rio, his defensive coordinator with the Jaguars and the Oakland Raiders, of course. And so they don't have any other coaches. They have coaches who've been assistants, but no other head coach. So Jack Del Rio, if Ron Rivera has to take some time off, would obviously be the guy who would step up and be the head coach.
Yeah, and that would make the most sense. And I you know, he's done it. He knows how to do it. He's done it at a pretty high level. People tend to criticize coaches, but he was pretty successful for a while. So, I mean, I think it's a bigger job than most people understand. So when you have somebody who understands how to do it, I think you got to feel a little bit more comfortable.
Well, what kind of a week did Jalen Reagor have? Because I'm reading also some reviews of some of these other young wide receivers that they had a good week at Eagles camp.
Oh, it's the greatest group of wide receivers that ever lived.
Ever. Ever.
That's your training camp hype.
Wait a minute. Are you going to tell me that Jalen Reagor and Deontay Burnett are not lighting it up and catching balls that have been perfectly thrown by both Carson Wentz and, of course, Jalen Hurts?
They certainly weren't today. Well, Deontay was sick today.
So yeah, he didn't practice. Sick.
And Jalen was sick today. They were both not practicing.
They had the COVID?
Now, they made that very clear. Evidently, people do get sick from things.
No, there's no other illness out there,
Wait a second.
Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.
Josh Sweat was sick for one day, and he was back today. So there are other illnesses, evidently. Still, I can't prove that. But
now, wait a minute. So the Eagles, John, Boston Scott, Sidney Jones, and Dallas Goedert each missed the third day of practice. First live padded session of camp today,
yeah.
I believe.
And the defense dominated. Oh, they just. So Jalen wasn't out there today. Jalen Reagor. There's so many Jalens on the Eagles now. You got to make that clear. Carson Wentz earlier in the week compared him to Julio Jones. I think that was such a strange comparison because Julio is 6'3" and obviously 220, and that might be being kind. He lists himself at 220. He's much bigger than that. It's just such a strange comparison to make, not only because you don't want to put those kind of expectations on a young rookie receiver, but just from a frame standpoint, one guy's 5'11", and one guy's Godzilla. It doesn't make any sense, but that's the kind of hype you have coming out of camps, and it's not just Philadelphia, it's everywhere.
But, of course, the world has stopped in Philadelphia because Miles Sanders has a lower body injury and is now week to week.
Week to week, yeah.
How will this affect that opening game in a month, John?
Against the Washington Football Club.
Exactly right.
Yeah, well done. You don't have to put money in the swear jar. But, Miles is going to be back for week one. That's the whole point. He's out there. He's got a sleeve on his right leg. So he's got a lower body injury. The Eagles are going all hockey in training camp,
yes,
because they don't have to lock down the
No,
injury.
Wait a minute, John. Let me correct you. Let me stop you right there. Hockey is no longer saying it's unfit to play now. They've gotten rid of the lower body and upper body
unfit
injuries.
Unfit to play. But
unfit
they created.
Play.
They still created lower body and upper body, so I think they deserve credit for it. But he's fine. The Eagles are just being cautious. He's going to be there week one. And that's the goal. I think because they're holding everybody out. Everybody who tweaks anything, they're holding out. And I think it's they've made the decision that, hey, if you can't prepare like you want to prepare anyway, you might as well be as healthy as possible for week one. So the goal for everybody, Javon Hargrave is in that category as well. He's got a strained pec. They're all scheduled to play week one from what the Eagles are saying.
How different is this, for you compared to any other year? Because it just seems like, obviously there's no preseason games, which we really don't care about the games anyway, but it was always sort of something to sort of point to as you get closer and closer to the season.
Well, from a selfish standpoint, I got to be there every day to take my stupid test, so I got to be there on time, so that's annoying. It's different with no fans, and it's kind of weird because you have all these protocols, and then everybody's on the field having football practice, and they're just close together. And mm-hmm. from a common sense standpoint, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but seems to be working. You see the COVID-19 list is just dropping dramatically.
Yeah,
and this daily testing seems to be working for the league.
Yep. So, I had the number earlier, John. 2,560 NFL players in camp as of Thursday night. 5 are on the COVID list. I want to know when Mike Florio or Peter King are going to write and demand that they shut the season down right now.
Well, they will do it because you know what's going to happen. You're going to get to the regular season, and there's more free time.
Right.
And you're going to have people testing positive. And that's why the NFL's putting together these committees. And you hear them talking about a bubble. If you get to the playoffs, where you have lesser teams, and then it can, you can do it logistically. So they're thinking about all these plans. And they're even thinking about how you would handle a situation if one team isn't playing 16 games and another team is. How are you going to handle that type of situation? So I do think you can see the drastic change from way back when they thought the calendar was in their favor and they would talk about competitive balance and all that. And now that the season is less than a month away, basically 3 weeks away, now they're just trying to figure out a way to get through the season because they want that TV money. They're not worried about competitive equity.
John McMullen joining us. John, the one story I saw that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside made a couple of unbelievable one-handed grabs, and the media went wild.
He's a totally different player, Tony.
He is. I mean, he's
at the Pac-12. He had a great camp last year. People forget.
He had a great camp, and that's all that matters. It's not how you finish. It's how you start in the national.
It's how you practice, Tony.
Practice, man. Yeah. Had a good week of practice.
He's a great practice player.
It wasn't. There weren't a lot of highlights for the offense, so that's why everyone. He did go up and get a contested catch between two players, and that's what he was supposed to be when he was coming out of Stanford. Big 6'2", 225-pound kid. You know, if you're talking about comparisons, he's got more of the body type of a Julio Jones or a bigger receiver like that. And he just didn't do it last year. I mean, he was just bad. And he acknowledged it earlier this week. And there are positive signs. But like I said, he looked great in camp last year, so. What does it really mean?
And, you know, nobody roots against these kids, John. I mean, we all want to see them succeed. You know, but this is a tough town. And you go into tough towns and a rookie goes out there and he's a high draft pick. And then people, you know, look at the Sixers. Nobody's gotten a bigger pass in this city than the Sixers for the last 5 years. And here they are tonight and another loss away from maybe having to blow the thing up again with the process. And so the Eagles have some young players. What's going on there? But wait a minute. All right.
That happened with me, too.
Yeah, my mic just went off.
Yeah.
It just went off again, too. I don't hear myself. Wait a minute. Did Pat Kinnean just do something? Do you hear me, right, John?
Yes.
Something happened
with
the headset. Okay, we're still on. I just want to make sure. I'm going off and on right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird with the Sixers because typically this city, Philadelphia, had a huge reputation of being so difficult on their players and their teams and holding out to a higher standard. That wasn't the case for that team, man. You got a bunch of Stepfords. They used to say Stepford Flyer fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They shipped it.
The Stepford Sixer fans?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of hockey podcasts, but there's no city in the world, even in Europe, where they have soccer teams coming out the yin-yang. There is no city that has more podcasts dedicated to the 76ers than Philadelphia. Everybody has a podcast for the Sixers. Even Rothstein has one for the Sixers, I think.
Yeah, but he's got a good one.
Rothstein's a huge Sixers fan. He's a huge NBA guy.
Yeah, but I think he's almost out. He's almost out like the Shark Tank guy.
He tapped out. Yeah, as well you should. That team is unlikable. They don't play the right way. There's no chemistry. The coach is terrible.
I hate him. I really do. I've done a complete 180 in the past 2 years.
He's a good guy, but he's not a good coach. You know, coaches, you have those guys, they're hired to do a certain thing. He was hired to babysit that garbage.
Right.
And then you're supposed to move on.
Yes.
Right. He was the nurturer.
Type of coach.
I've been saying this for years.
Exactly.
He was the nurturer. And once you got past that, then you needed to make a move.
He wins a lot of press conferences.
No, I know. I like him as a guy. I don't hate him.
He's
I hate the team.
Guy. No, he's not a bad guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I hate the team.
Except for that Boston accent. But he's a good guy.
Other than Harry's starting to work. Harry's got a combo Trump-Brett Brown accent thing going there, Harry. And Trump's not even from New England. He's a New York guy.
All right.
Can you give me a little Brett Brown, Harry, about they don't have a guy that goes in there and busts up the clubhouse?
Well, I got to find the quote first.
Now, you heard that the other night, right? Even the media that normally laps up Brett Brown like a like a snow cone off of Mr. Softy truck at 5:30 in the afternoon. They lapped this guy up in his town. Even they are starting to lose their patience with Brett Brown.
I do believe the locker room believes they've got a hell of a lot more to give. I think it got deflating when their shot makers went bananas.
That's pretty good, huh? Harry, you're good. You got a future in this impersonation business.
Yeah, me and Joe Conklin will be touring.
You and Joe Conklin will be doing a tour.
Once we can go out and do tours again, I'll be warming up.
Paul the Sixth High School
right.
Auditorium next Saturday night. Joe Conklin and Harry Mays doing their best impressions of local sports heroes.
Harry's got 3 days left of his Brett Brown.
Right, and then he becomes irrelevant again.
Exactly. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the word when you create that thing.
Wow.
You could have had all the high schools with that. It's all gone.
I'll be the third assistant on Pop's bench.
Maybe he moves up and goes back to St. Mary's in Moraga and finds more Australian kids that can shoot the three ball. Like Patty Mills and the gang out there, you know what I mean?
Right as you perfect that thing, and it's all gone. That's the way it always works.
Is the process officially finished?
No, I mean, everyone who believed in the process has convinced themselves that it would have worked if Sam Hinkie never left.
Exactly,
it doesn't matter. It's one of those things. It's almost the same thing as the political ideology. You have the two sides, and they never admit they're wrong. And that's where those people will never give that up. They just think if the NBA didn't step in, Sixers would be multi-time champions and star. Even though Sam Hinkie never made never proved he was a good personnel guy. Certainly, player development was awful under his regime, but they don't see that.
Exactly, and again. I almost feel bad for Joel Embiid sitting in the back, but then you can look at it two ways. You can say I feel bad for the guy sitting there, moping because he knows his teammate. At least he didn't go Charles Barkley yet and say my teammates suck. he's one more loss away from saying I got nobody around me. This team sucks.
Well, if Joel Embiid was like Kawhi Leonard and go 40 minutes and again and again and again, I would feel bad for him. But I mean, he's huffing and puffing down the end of every single fourth quarter, and it's at some point you got to point at him as well. Obviously, tremendous talent. There's no question about that. But the difference between him and the true superstars, let's be honest, it's work ethic, and he doesn't have it. He's just got natural talent.
That's why on this show, despite the natural talent that's abundant here, we still bring it every single day, Harry. There's no mailing it in games, even with the U.S. Postal Service. I look for a mailbox every day, and I still refuse to mail it in.
I'm putting them in the back of my Buick right now, trying to get rid of them.
How are the mailboxes in your neighborhood over in New Jersey? Are they still around, or have they been confiscated?
I think they're still around, that's one of the most interesting conspiracy theories I've heard recently. Because one of them was Morristown, New Jersey. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure Trump's not going to win New Jersey. So he can slow down on confiscating the post office. But it's not going to make much difference for him.
By the way, we have an update, and I need your help. I need you to go on your Twitter feed right now at JF McMullen. And get Robin help. Robin's at 4,900 Twitter followers. You know how important Twitter followers are. We need to get her to 5,000. We need her to get to 5,000 followers. That is her.
John,
that's
her
goal right now.
I actually made a concession. I said that if everybody helps me get to 5,000 plus followers, at least 5,000, I will change my profile pic to a never before seen pin-up photo of myself.
No nudes. Not from her OnlyFans account. Those are different.
You gotta pay extra for this.
You can go nude on Twitter, Rob.
Yeah,
yes,
you can.
I know.
Thank
you, John, for pointing that out. But I know I am. This is. But it is a very racy photograph. And
not racist, though. At least.
No.
No.
At least it's not.
I'm 97% sure I already follow you. I don't.
Now, you follow me already, but you can share. Tony posted it on Twitter as well. Other people are posting on Twitter and sharing this fact that if I get over 5,000, I
will. Get a little bonus, a little something extra.
You get a little extra.
Get a little extra juice. You know, you get the extra juice on it. It's like an extra half point, Harry. You know what I mean?
Well,
you got
yeah.
action.
Of course.
You get that action, you get the VIG.
It's a profit boost.
Yeah,
profit boost. Yeah. Yeah.
You get a DraftKings profit boost at no additional charge to you.
I'll take a free pin up.
Now, would you like the 8x10, the 5x7, or the just a little, you know, the business card one you could put in your wallet and show your wife late night at night?
Yeah, we better keep it the wallet side, so it's I don't have to show it to the wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great John McMullen. Let's give him a roaring round.
Absolutely. Tiger Woods safely inside the cut line.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
What do I got to do with the rest of the
week? I mean, the network execs just went.
Still got the Corn Ferry, Harry. Still got the Corn Ferry. We're coming back. You got any strapper calls to play? No strappers? We got open lines. You want to jump on here? This is your last call for alcohol. So stick around.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The
Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Well, it looks like your boy Colin Morikawa will be slamming that trunk very soon, Harry.
Yes, sir.
And that, of course, is Couch Guys guy. But let me tell you something about Daily Fantasy, Harry. That's what's great about one-day fantasy sports. And there's no better site for one-day fantasy sports, Harry.
No way.
Than DraftKings. You got playoffs.
Playoffs?
Yes. Don't talk about playoffs, especially with the 76ers about to go down three games to none. Daily Fantasy Sports, easy to play. Can I say easy peasy?
You just did.
All right, I was just checking. All you got to do is draft your players. You know how it works. Stay under the cap, pile up the points, and boom. Millions of dollars in prizes throughout the week on DraftKings, yo. DraftKings also has best ball college. Not college is going to play, but football season action. If you aren't familiar with best ball, go to the app, download it, and take care of the business, yo.
First deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code BRUNO to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Boom! It's the first time I didn't talk over Robin's disclaimer. We need to get Robin to do one of his sexy ones. You know, one that sounds sort of like,
"Ay, papi, qué rico. Dame más. Sí, sí."
You mean
she
like
never misses the cut, Harry. She's never slamming the truck. The great Gladys. How about that, Harry?
Are you saying kind of like my old Right Brand bacon?
Yeah. Meats? Bigger, better. We have the meats here, Harry.
I can't imagine your reaction when that woman did that live.
She did it live twice in studio.
Right.
This wasn't just a phone call, Harry.
Right.
She was right there in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something right now, to quote the great Mike Milbury, that's some quality flesh right there.
That was a distraction.
That was a distraction.
Okay.
But I still focused on the show at hand.
Right.
Because I didn't allow it to become a distraction. I am focused and locked in, Harry. That's the way we perform here. The amazing thing about our Twitch stream, people are now timing the amounts of the pours on our Friday afternoon vodka fest.
What do you mean, time?
Second and a half pour.
Oh, okay.
C. Everett, not C. Everett Koop. Wasn't he the Surgeon
he was the
General
Surgeon
one time?
General. Yeah. Yeah.
He had that great beard thing going.
Well, I don't think it was so great, but
it was a little nasty. But back then, it was a great beard for then. Now it's just a regular beard.
So who's winning the pours?
Who's winning the pours? Well, I don't know. I'm not keeping track. Second and a half pour on the last one. That must have been a Harry Mays pour. Because I'm going light because I got to get out of Dodge. There will be no extended bonus time tonight, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been waiting for the besotted, super R-rated, sometimes double X, sometimes triple X-rated post-game show on Twitch alone.
Not the mightier double X.
No. The mighty 1090. The mightier 1090, Harry. Exactly right. Can you imagine getting times on the pours from our Tito's Vodka, Harry?
Yeah.
You know
I'm not surprised, actually. I'll be going to the club
tonight. What club? Tonight?
Yep.
What club?
1912.
Oh, so that's one of, you have to go and have a certain amount of dinner, right? If you're a member of those clubs, you have to go
in. Well, there's a minimum. You're going to spend it anyway, even if you don't eat it.
Now, can you eat it? You have to eat outside or are you going in?
It's outside.
I hate to do it to Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania.
But speaking of that, we do have a Pennsylvania PIAA update on the high school sports in Pennsylvania.
That's a good one, Harry, because, remember we had the gentleman on, the state representative, earlier in the week, I believe, like Monday or Tuesday, and he said, let the kids decide, let the schools decide,
right.
Let the parents decide. Let's not let the governor decide. So this is encouraging news if you want to have, if you have a kid and they want them to play sports this fall.
Yeah, the PIAA approved go-ahead for fall sports today. It's up to each individual school district to approve. So
that's the way it should be. Exactly.
Yeah.
This isn't a dictatorship in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Wolf can make recommendations, but guess what? His word is not gospel. He can tell you to wear a mask. They can arrest you for not wearing a mask. Bottom line is, let the kids play. And more importantly, let those puppies breathe.
Exactly.
Those are probably my two tips for the day. Let's go to our boy out there in Arizona. Mr. Play Action Real, yo. Keeping it real, keeping it raw. And as Sammy Sosa once said,
just keep it continuing the same thing.
Exactly right. What's going on, brother?
What up, Tony, Harry, Miss Robin?
What up?
Hey, congratulations on the DraftKings Sportsbook. It looks so awesome.
Yeah, we love
it. You made it.
I'm so happy. You know, John Avello is a great friend from way back in the day when he was at Bally's before he went to Wynn. And the fact that he's at DraftKings, I've always had him on the show no matter where he's been. And the fact that he's with DraftKings and he's part of our show, we're really, really privileged and honored to be associated with them.
Beautiful, man. And I got to give you a little breaking news because I've made it. I got an invite. That's right. Tonight at Penguin AZ's house, we always hang out, but this time it's the carne asada. Oh, I love it.
Oh, carne asada on a Friday night. You have the meats. As the
we have the meats.
Crank that baby up there, Josie.
We have the meats.
Exactly right, man. That's what I'm talking about, Harry.
That's the great Ving Rhames.
That's the great Ving Rhames. Yeah. People didn't know that. You know
exactly.
That Ving Rhames is the voice of We Have the Meats. By the way, Jordan Spieth getting ready to slam the trunk. He's making it. He's going to make it. No, he's too away from the cut.
He's too away, man.
Remember when he was the next great challenger to Tiger Woods a couple of years ago?
2015.
By the way, what's the weather out there in Arizona? How are the courses holding up?
The turf always looks good. They know how to do it out here. But the weather, you know, it's Arizona. It's that monsoon's coming. So, yeah. You know, they got to do a little bit, you know, dial it back because you got some moisture. So,
exactly.
That's right. You're definitely your turf nerd extraordinaire out here. Between me and the Penguin AZ, we got it covered. So,
I gave Harry one of my ball markers from TPC Scottsdale.
Wow.
How about that, Harry?
Yeah.
It's one of divot repair things.
Yeah, it was the other course.
Oh, it was a talking stick.
Yes, it was talking stick yeah.
Man. All the great tracks out there in the desert, man. Comb that damn desert, baby.
Oh, you got to do Sidewinder. You got to do Dinosaur Mountain if you haven't done it, Harry.
Yeah, I haven't done anything out
Harry,
there.
Harry, we need to make a trip to
Scottsdale.
Of course, it's hardest to get on in January, February,
right,
March.
Right.
That's when everybody's out.
I'll go in the summer. I don't care.
I'll play in 110 degree heat.
I've done that before in California.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah. Man.
And don't forget
you
about.
You never need an invite.
How about the haboobs out there? Are any of those haboobs showing?
Well, you know, I got my wife following you, stacked up, racked up, AZ. So I'm pretty okay.
Stacked up, racked up, racker.
That's the fact.
Yeah.
Now the haboobs might be a distraction for us, Tony.
Yeah, not me. When I'm on the green, Harry, you know, I don't let anything distract me. Who do you think I am, Mike Milbury? Come on, Harry.
She can't golf with those. They ain't happening, brother. Buddy.
Wait, but Ben Wright,
the boobs get in the way.
You're going all Ben Wright on us now? So your wife's boobs are so big, she cannot get the full swing and the extension and follow through that's necessary?
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Limits are takeaway, Tony. You know? You don't want to limit that backswing. Great way to end a week.
Oh, the great play action reel with the carne asada. That baby's flowing tonight out there in the desert,
baby. Penguin AZ.
Exactly right.
Now, have you been keeping track? Am I at 5,000
What
yet?
Do I look like here, Robin? I got it.
No, you are unfortunately 72 away.
She'll get it on Sports Map Radio.
Yeah.
I know all those good people listening on the Mightier 1090 will make Robin go over 5,000 before midnight tonight. And if not, I'm still going fishing in the morning. Screw it. We want to thank Randy Vietti, Eitan Jenner, John McMullen, everybody. Great week. Thank you so much. We'll be back here on Monday. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. And God bless America.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save